Hare Krishna. The other day we were celebrating the disappearance day of both Thakur Bhaktivinod and Srila Gadadhar Pandit, two great personalities, learned personalities, transcendental personalities, who are part of our disciplic line and who have given us so much by their teachings, by their examples. Gadadhar Pandit is the incarnation of Srimati Radharani in the same way that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, appeared with the mood of Srimati Radharani. Gadadhar Pandit is Srimati Radharani herself, which is a very wonderful thing, because it shows us how the exchanges, Radha Krishna Kaliyuga Kriti Aladini Shakti Rasma, the exchange between the Lord and his devotees is completely transcendental. Practically speaking, all of Krishna's gopi friends all appeared as Brahmins in Bengal, and they exchanged with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the medium of chanting Hare Krishna, the same loving exchanges that is possible with Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, or Krishna and the gopis in Vrindavan. And how is that possible? It's only possible if they are transcendental exchanges. Vikriditam vajabhadhuvi ditam ca vishnu sharanvita srinuyat dativarnayatya. The qualification or the criteria for hearing, speaking about, reading, what to speak of, entering into the pastimes of Krishna and the gopis is a great faith. A great faith that these are not ordinary exchanges. These are all transcendental. And what does that really mean, transcendental? Certainly transcendental is something that's beyond mundane vision, mundane realm. Therefore, whatever type of judgment or evaluation I may have from the material sphere, I have to put that all to the side and recognize that here is something that I offer my obeisances to. Here is something that I respect as being something wonderful and extraordinary, and that in due course of time it will be revealed to me, it will be made known to me, but not something that just comes by force, neither does it just come by reading books. And Gadadhar Pandit was a resident of Jagannath Puri. He was originally from Navadvip, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was. But when Lord Chaitanya moved to Puri and promised his mother that he would just stay there and not leave there, then Gadadhar Pandit took this vow: well, if Lord Chaitanya is staying there, I will also stay there. That kind of vow is called Kshetra Sannyas, when someone takes a vow not to leave a holy place, particularly Vrindavan and Mayapur. And of the two, it's very common in Vrindavan that people will take this vow: whatever happens, I'm not leaving. I may get sick, I may be dying, and under no condition should I be removed from Vrindavan. Devotees who dedicated their whole lives to practicing Krishna consciousness have that faith that if I leave my body in Vrindavan, then I go back home, back to Godhead. And I don't want to sacrifice that for anything. Gadadhar Pandit had taken this vow, but when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to go on his travels, Gadadhar Pandit followed him, and Lord Chaitanya said, "No, you can't do that. You have to stay and take care of Gopinath." So Gopinath was a deity, and Gadadhar Pandit was worshipping. And Gadadhar Pandit says, I worship Gopinath a million times over by serving you. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't want any part of that. He said, "No, you've taken a vow. Now you please stick to it." Like many of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, Gadadhar Pandit left within a year after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance. There's information about that in Bhakti Ratnakar and other books dealing with Srinivas Narottam Das Thakur. It's the moods of separation. When you love somebody, then it's very hard to live in separation from them. And this even happens in the mundane sphere. Sometimes we see that husband and wife are so attached to each other that as soon as one dies, the other one really sort of gives up the will to live and also leaves the world. So Lord Chaitanya's Puri associates, they are also in a similar state, similar condition. So we remember that this is love. This is transcendental. Love means that I don't really want to live without the presence of my beloved. I have no other motive. What will I do? Why am I living? I only live to give joy and service to my beloved. Now what shall I do all alone? Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachirananda Namane Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate. Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Thakur Bhakti Vinod Sachitananda Namane. He is Sachitananda. Sachitananda means someone who is fully imbued by those three transcendental potencies of the Lord, eternal existence, knowledge, and bliss. Satchitananda. And how is that possible to achieve that? Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchitananda Namini. If your Bhakti Vinod, if your consciousness is fully absorbed in Bhakti, in pure devotion, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without flinching, then that one can be called Bhakti Vinod. And Thakur Bhakti Vinod received this honorific title from the Vaishnavas, Vaishnav Sangha, Vaishnav Association, who recognized him even though he was a Grihastha, even though he worked, even though he was a affluent person. He was a judge. Sometimes he was in charge of managing Jagannath Puri temple. But still, the glory of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's own transcendental nature shone through, and people were wise enough. In fact, there's an example of a English gentleman who, over the course of his interaction with Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he sort of conspired against him, politicized against him. And even he came to actually ask for forgiveness, recognizing that, even though he wasn't a devotee, recognizing that Bhaktivinoda Thakur wasn't an ordinary person. Sachit Ananda Namane Gaura Shakti Swarupaya. He is the Swarup of Gaura Shakti. Gaura Shakti means Srimati Radharani, the potency of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the potency of Krishna. And Swarup, so he's a direct manifestation of the potency of Srimati Radharani. In one of his songs, Thakur Bhakti notes, says Kamala Manjari. Manjari, his name is called Kamala. Those Manjaris, they're also empowered and expansions of Srimati Radharani. But Rupanu Gavarayate, but empowered not just to internally serve Radha and Krishna in their eternal Leela, but also Gaur Shakti Sarupaya Rupanu Gavarayate to fulfill the mission of Srila Rupa Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Shtapitam Jena Bhuttale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantakam. Rupa Goswami took it upon himself that it's my duty to realize the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, spread Krishna consciousness to every town and village. He was a follower, a protector, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, a follower, a protector, a servant of the Rupanugas, the followers of Rupa Goswami, and Rupa Goswami himself, by writing so many books, opening so many namadas, preaching so vigorously, bringing to this world Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So this is Rupanuga variety. And for that reason, we should take this example to heart. That here he is. He's a Prabhupada uses the phrase "pounds and shilling man." He's a person who's working in the material world. He's not renounced like a Dhaka Pandit and the sannyasi living in Jagannath Puri, but still, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is fully empowered, fully blessed by the Lord. Why? Because Sarvadharman Parityaja, he is willing to give up everything. He was willing to give up all kinds of other considerations. Even he told his family in no uncertain terms, if you all don't help me preach, then I'll leave you. When we also have that type of attitude, serve Lord Chaitanya's mission, then we can also become blessed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Gadadhar Pandit, and our great lineage of fully surrendered Vaishnavas. Hare Krishna.